This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, if you'd like to watch us live, you can do that. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com and or beforeitsnews.com. Thank you to Michael Roach, my friend over there, for his trust once again. sonsoflibertymedia.com and or before it's news. Now, friends, if you want to call in, you can do that as well. Please stick to the topic. I am going to be having a guest up in about 8 minutes here, Ron Bransner from Minnesota, to tell you what's going on in the state of Minnesota and understanding, friends, that this is happening all across the country. If you'd like to call in, you can. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, folks, I just want to get to it right away. Paul Weyrich said, care. Officials or former officials have been arrested on charges related to terrorism. Yet all it offers is silence and stonewalling in discussion. What are its real motives concerning what's going on across the country under this organization, subversive, of course, CARE? And, of course, we're talking about Council on American Islamic Relations. I want you guys to, well, just to kind of get you up to speed, just like I did when I got off the airplane a night and a half ago. And once we got off the airplane, we stopped and we got something to eat at a fast food restaurant. And, of course, they got, you know, once again, televisions everywhere. And what we noticed is there was a real quick piece, and it was, again, on CARE. And the article, or the piece that they were basically giving the people in the state of Minnesota here, in the cities, namely in the Twin Cities here, Fox Channel 9, CARE Minnesota reaches a $170,000 settlement with Minneapolis Park Police over a 2018 incident involving four Somali teens. And I thought, well, what's that about? And here again we have the director, his name is Jaylani Hussein, who likes to accuse Christians. He likes to link them to the KKK. He likes to accuse us of everything that they themselves are guilty of. And interestingly enough, he's also on the governor's board here in the state of Minnesota. So we have Ilhan Omar, which we know is subversive, you know, misappropriation of funds, wants insurance plans for Somalians that leave Minneapolis to go fight on the behalf of ISIS. And Minnesotans know this. And then we have Keith Ellison, who's been been busted concerning everything under the sun in violation of law, in transgression of law, 1 John 3:4. But again, yet he remains. And so again, just kind of taking all of that and putting it to this report, friends, the report goes as follows. Minneapolis, Fox 9, the Minnesota chapter of the Council on American Islamic Relations announced Wednesday it reached a settlement with the Minneapolis Park Police over a 2018 incident where officers handcuffed four Somali teenagers. Well, why did they handcuff them? Well, the incident occurred at Minnehaha Regional Park on July 10th, 2018. Officers handcuffed the teenagers, age 13 to 16, and one of the officers pointed a gun at one of them after a 9/11 caller said the boys were assaulting, friends, they were assaulting other people, and they had weapons. Okay? They had weapons. That's the 911 call, which, by the way, is very suspicious. Well, after the fact, friends, witnesses later told the police that the caller was making the story up, and they never saw an assault or any weapon. So what did CARE come in and do? Well, CARE Minnesota filed a discrimination lawsuit. Folks, see, they come in, they ask for help from Americans, they bring their culture in, they have no plans to assimilate. What they do is they begin to attack the system just like these individuals. What were the police supposed to do? There's reports of weapons and guns. What are they supposed to do, friends? Are they supposed to go in there and disarm themselves like they do over in Europe, over in the UK right now? I mean, folks, what's happening over in the UK right now is absolutely embarrassing. But that's what's coming to America if you don't take heed to what's going on here. Again, witnesses later told police the caller was making the story up. Well, guess what? Deuteronomy 19:19 says that if you're a false witness, what you intended to happen to others should happen to you. Okay? That's how you teach people the fear of God, Proverbs 16:6. So instead, what does CARE do? They didn't file the one that called the 911 or 911 phone call reporting a false statement. No, they went after the police, the park police here. So now CARE Minnesota filed a discrimination lawsuit against the police department. The two parties settled the lawsuit for $170,000, distributed it equally between the families of all four. And, of course, here's the media in Minnesota and all across the country again. Every time CARE wants to whisper, friends, the microphones are put to their mouth, and so is that of the cameras. And what are they doing, friends? They're browbeating. They're showing you that if you dare come out against us in any sense of the word, we're going to come after you and we're going to sue you. We're going to polarize you. We're going to demonize you because now we have your media on our side. Of course they do. See, and just think about this, America. For 18 years, you were told that they were the threat. Now, all of a sudden, that same media that told you that the Muslims were the threat are now giving cover to the Muslims when they commit crimes against we, the people. This is just the tip of the iceberg here, friends. And, of course, what they have to do is they have to put themselves in the victim position. Does this all sound too familiar, friends? CARE Minnesota Executive Director Jaylon Hussein said that at a news conference Wednesday, "We are happy today to report that this incident is behind them, but they are still traumatized from what took place." Are you kidding me? Does anybody have any idea as to what takes place over in Somalia, friends? If they're not beheading people, then they're stoning women to death. If they're not stoning women to death, then guess what they're doing? They're cutting their throats and letting the blood bleed out so they can sacrifice. This is not a joke. And if they're not doing that, friends, then they're taking acid and throwing it out in the face of the women. Don't sit there and tell me about how they're traumatized. They come from one of the most dangerous cultures in the world. By the way, the most ignorant cultures in the world, just for the record. Is that a cap? No. But you do have to ask yourself the question, why is it your said representatives alluring these people into the United States of America only to get here, play the victim, and then attack the very system that was there to help them? Oh, and by the way, I have to say in all fairness, the police wanted to let the American people know that, listen, this isn't an admission on our part that we did any wrong. But friends, do you see what they just did? They just rewarded these four boys for doing the wrong thing. They just rewarded them, therefore encouraged them to go ahead and do it again. And guess what all the Somalians are learning, friends? Sue the system. Sue the system. We'll be right back.
This is Bobby. Hugh from Wisconsin Christian News, and I'm honored to be able to partner with the Sons of Liberty and help Bradley Dean rock the boat, shining the light of truth into the dark world around us, reminding us of our history and Christian heritage, and working hard to educate and inform as many as possible, even as the mainstream media works tirelessly to indoctrinate us all with a socialist leftist agenda. I urge you to support Sons of Liberty along with me, because now is the time for courageous Christians to rise up and get in the game. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell." It was also the same William Booth who said, "If you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present." Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and click on the Spread the Word button, where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to SonsOfLibertyRadio.com today.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty Facebook, Bradley Dean, Twitter, Bradley Dean 1, Sons of Liberty Media, Bradley Dean, on our YouTube page. If you want to call in, you can, 1-866-582-9933. So this is how this goes, friends. I'm across the country continuously. Last year was one of the busiest years we've been in ministry. I just got back from San Diego, literally driving the whole spectrum of that, of the southern part of the state of California. And what I do is I always call this guy that I have on the air with me right now, named Ron Bransner, who is the guy that's heading up the awareness concerning the things that I'm highlighting during the first segment. What's going on? Why the Muslim infiltration? Why is it that our said representatives are actually giving cover for them, aiding them, abetting them, financing them? And so I always call up Ron and I say, "Hey, Ron, will you do me a favor and tell me, get me up to speed, what's going on? I'm out here. What's going on in our backyard?" So without further ado, I called Ron yesterday and I said, "Ron, get me up to speed." Got me up to speed really quick. So I called him last night and I said, "Will you jump on the radio so people can understand what's happening, not just here in the state of Minnesota, but also what's taking place in their states, regardless if they know it or not, it's coming." So without further ado, Ron, welcome to the show. I appreciate you, brother.
Bradley, I appreciate you inviting me back on your show again, and the way you eloquently put this is spot on. I mean, when you were talking about, you know, CARE, and a lot of people don't understand who CARE is, and we need to get up to speed for those who don't understand who CARE is. CARE is an affiliate. They were an unidentified conspirator in the Holy Land trial about 12 years ago. And they did everything possible. They went to the judges to try to get their name off the unindicted co-conspirator list, and the judge would not remove their list. One of the co-founders of CARE remained and still is on the board, and he nominated Jelani Hussein of Minnesota to head up the Minnesota Council of Affairs in Minnesota. Which, ironically, if you know Jelani, which I personally do, he is on 3 to at least 4 different associations of the unindicted co-conspirators. There were 29 of them, and he heads up 3 of those organizations of unindicted co-conspirators. So you cannot say that he is not involved in the Hamas group of the Muslim Brotherhood throughout the world. I mean, Minnesota, these people in Minnesota are either ignorant or they just don't want to face the truth that we are being invaded by a foreign invasion, and they're being headed up by CARE. And CARE, by the way, was nominated by the United Arab Emirates as the 82nd most powerful terrorist organization in the world. That's the United Arab Emirates, one of the most powerful organizations in the world, nominated them to be the 82nd most powerful terrorist group, and they had that up in Minnesota. I mean, how much more evidence do you need that we're dealing with terrorism here, and we're being and they're being protected by the interfaith groups in Minnesota? The very people that should be protecting you, the very people that should be watching over you, are the Christians in the United States, and they're the ones that are actually fighting against you.
Well, I think it's important to insert this into the conversation as well, Ron, that many people in the state of Minnesota, and don't think it's not happening in your state, and if it's not, it's going to be soon if we don't put a stop to this, but many people in the state of Minnesota are trying to figure out why is it that we're being named as the highest recruitment in southern Minneapolis. Why is it that they're recruiting more Muslims out of that of South Minneapolis to go fight on the behalf of ISIS? People are trying to figure out where the FBI is. Where are they, Ron? Where is the FBI?
Well, you know, it's interesting. The FBI, we've got former FBI agent named John Guandola, who is a nationally known speaker, who is outing this vehemently, going to see sheriffs on a daily basis across the country and trying to explain to them what exactly is happening and what he knew from the inside. The problem he's having is most of the sheriffs have a gag order. They can't talk to him. So why is the FBI being shut out by former intelligence agencies to be able to explain exactly what's going on? So he has to meet with many of these officers behind closed doors without their superiors even knowing that it's happening. This is how bad some of these unidentical conspirators, and I hate to call it that because they're not unindicted. They were indicted, and then Obama administration basically let them go free. So
I want to go back to what you just said, but I do want to go forward a little bit. Then what begs the question is, what has Donald Trump, this brand new administration, done about the infiltration of illegals? And when I'm talking about illegals, those that are coming into the United States of America, regardless of what state, that are not here to assimilate, but are in fact here to conquer, because that's their ideology. This is their theology. This is what they do. And that's all we have to do is, again, look to history, look in the present. We can look what's going on over in France and Germany. The UK is almost all completely taken over now. So when I say that, I'm just kind of curious, how is Donald Trump come into play to put a stop to all this? Be candid, Ron. Well, be candid.
Well, the truth is that CARE, we just found out, was given $100,000 grant money, and that was signed off by
right.
Trump.
So yeah. Say that again. Say that again, Ron.
The CARE was just given $100,000 as a grant fund, and it's signed off by the administration. So is I'm not saying that Trump is behind it. Either he is either naive to the situation or he is complicit to it. Because when we're looking at the refugee resettlement program, everybody says, great, Donald Trump lowered the refugee resettlement down to 18,000. That's great. But what they're not saying is what he's not doing.
He's also allowing 368,000 asylum seekers into the country. Now, if you have a ceiling of 18,000 that he has authority over, but he allows 368,000 other people, asylum seekers, who could be Muslim, who could be immigrants from Guatemala or whoever, he's also letting them through another door. So we're all paying attention. Oh, looking over here, looking over here. But nobody's talking about the 368,000 people.
Right.
And then we're not even talking about the illegal immigrants that are coming over here by the millions, nor are we talking about the visa program. I'm telling you, folks, this is an invasion of mass proportion. We need, you know who we need? We need the Christians to start standing up, because our politicians ain't standing up for us.
Well, if you want to put it into perspective, they're the problem, and they're not Christians. You have 86% of the population that profess to be Christians, and what we find out is the opposite is true. And just for the record, again, remember, nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Jesus Christ. Can you imagine if 86% of the Christians in America were awake? We wouldn't be in the position that we are in today. Ron Branster, can you go ahead and share with the people how they are systematically breaking county down by county by county in the state of Minnesota here, or attempting to do so?
State of Minnesota, you're talking about the Refugee Resettlement Program, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, the Refugee Resettlement Program, well, of course, is dedicated throughout the whole United States. But we have 87 counties in Minnesota. The Refugee Program is focused primarily on 24 different counties. And those 24 counties have what they call cheap labor force. They have the meat processing plants, the chicken plants, the produce plants. They really don't care so much about the rest of the state. But when Trump decided that he was going to give it back to the states, which is states' rights under the 10th Amendment, give it back, many of the counties, at least 24 counties in Minnesota, voted yes to bring the Refugee Resettlement Program in. But when one county decided to stand up, which is in northern Minnesota, Beltrami County, CARE came out and attacked that county and those county supervisors, those county elected officials, and went at them at full force along with the media. Again, CARE, their primary goal is not to be terrorists in a vigilant sense as far as killing. Theirs is a media. They go out there and they promote the good of Islam. That's what their whole agenda is, or the bad. So when Beltrami decided to vote against them, they went out and disgraced these five county commissioners. And anybody that wanted to stand up after that all decided to pull back and say, hey, we don't want that kind of abuse. So we're being systematically shut down by CARE throughout the state, because if they say what they want, they know they're going to be attacked.
And that's with the help of the CIA-controlled media, the mainstream media. That's with the help of the said representatives in the state of Minnesota, friends. So if you want the definition of treason, that is exactly what's happening here. Article 3, Section 3 of the United States Constitution. Ron, thank you very much for your time. I know I needed to make it quick. I did so, and so did you. We appreciate you. Is there any way that people can get a hold of you, Ron?
I'm glad you asked that question. One of the things
got a hard break here, Ron. Folks, we're going to come right back after this break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As House managers continue to make their case against President Trump in the Senate impeachment trial against the president delivers remarks at the 47th annual March for Life.
It is my profound honor to be the first president in history to attend the March for Life. We're here for a very simple reason, to defend the right of every child, born and unborn. For 47 years, Americans of all backgrounds have traveled from across the country to stand for life. And today, as President of the United States, I am truly proud to stand with you.
At least two people are dead following an explosion at a Houston business. Police say it's not terror-related and are investigating the act. This is USA Radio News.
We're already into a new year, and according to TransUnion's annual consumer credit forecast, the consumer credit market looks strong. Matt Comos, TransUnion's Vice President of Research and Consulting.
The U.S. consumer is as strong as ever, and we expect more of the same this year. More consumers are securing loans and increasing their balances in a measured way, all while maintaining historically low delinquency rates. Low unemployment rates, continued wage growth, and an overall sound economy are making this positive performance hold true.
Are there trends to watch for this year?
TransUnion's trends to watch are credit card performance staying strong, personal loans stabilizing, auto lenders continuing at a steady pace, and first-time homebuyers leading mortgage activity.
The U.S. consumer credit market has grown every year since the Great Recession in 2009, marking one of the longest economic expansions in U.S. history. There's more at TransUnion.com. That's TransUnion.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever. We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, taking it back to the Word of God, okay, purposed, on purpose, and the U.S. Constitution. So when I look at Deuteronomy 28, verse 15, listen carefully, but it shall come to pass, if you will not listen unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to painstakingly observe to do all of his commandments and his statutes, which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee. Well, what are these curses? Well, if I go up to verse 43, it starts pretty harshly. And let me tell you, I'll go there for you so you can hear. The stranger that is within thee shall get up above thee very high. It's a part of the curse, not the blessing. And thou shalt come down very low. In verse 50, it says, a nation of a fierce countenance, which shall not regard the person of the old, nor show favor to the young. By the way, those that are born of the Spirit, this doesn't scare you. This doesn't paralyze you. This is encourages you in the power of the Spirit to stand up and fight against what's going on here. Okay? The Bible says in verse 49, the Lord shall bring a nation against thee from far, from the end of the earth, as swift as the eagle flieth, a nation whose tongue you shall not understand. Oh, by the way, speaking of care, and they just sent out a letter yesterday. And it was basically sharing with the Muslim communities what was expected of them if they were going to actually run for office. Okay? Again, just to show you that this is serious business going on here. And every step of the way, we see these people telling on themselves if we're willing to pay attention and learn the law and learn the Word of God so we can expose them for who they are and then enforce the law by keeping the commandments of the Lord to establish judgment within the gate. Amos 5, right? To establish righteousness and peace within the gate, right? But it tells us, friends, that the Lord shall bring a nation against thee from far. This is the Word of God. Folks, if you don't want to listen to his blessings, you're going to listen to his curses. It's just that simple. A nation of a fierce countenance, which shall not regard the person of the old, nor show favor to the young. I mean, you can't make this up. Verse 52, friends, and he shall besiege thee, a slow takeover in thy gates until thy high and fenced walls come down. How much more specific do we need it, friends, than what we're seeing today? The curse says, and he shall besiege thee in all thy gates until thy high and fenced walls come down, wherein you trusted throughout all the land. And that enemy shall besiege thee in all thy gates throughout all the land which the Lord thy God hath given thee. Okay? Again, just to show you that this isn't a game, he tells us that if you will not observe to do all the words of this law that are written in the book, that thou mayest fear this glorious and fearful name, the Lord thy God, then the plagues are going to be thrown on you, friends. And then the Lord says in verse 63, Deuteronomy chapter 28, that as the Lord rejoiced over you to do you good and to multiply you, so the Lord will rejoice over you to destroy you and to bring you to naught, and you shall be plucked from off the land whitherest thou goest to possess it. Now it's interesting, and you want to talk about great specificity concerning that scripture right there alone. It's interesting that your government, I brought this up yesterday, has sanctioned the murder of the innocent to the equivalency of 60 million babies. That's 18 states' population. Friends, just so you know, it's also interesting to note that the Muslims are told to come into America and breed you out. And I am talking about the Muslims, friends. They take on that religion. Okay, it's not a people, it's a religion. So again, here we are today. Now, I wanted to highlight this, friends, because what we're seeing is the Muslims are they're not like hiding anything anymore, friends. They have the full approbation of the mainstream media to put the mics and the cameras up to their face every time they want to say something, and making you out, America, to those that would dare stand out against them, and you better do so, but to make you out as an enemy of the state, as a racist, as a bigot. People are tired of that. I know. I do. But you have to be tired of it enough to actually stand up against it, friends. But we're finding that the Muslims are beginning to win office throughout the United States of America. One just won 2 days ago, again, on the East Coast there. Did you know how they're giving their victory speeches, friends? They're giving their victory speeches in Arabic. And by the way, I'm giving you this information not to scare you, but to awaken you. Ibram Hooper, part of CARE, said, I wouldn't want to create the impression that I wouldn't like the government of the United States to be Islamic. Well, that's exactly what they're doing. And they're doing it right under your noses, America. And they're playing the victims in the process of doing so. I want you to understand this. The media was found covering up 100 Somali teens in Minnesota. Not only the Somalians were assaulting teens and adults, but also the families and the children at the amusement park. And I want to go back and I want you to listen to this so you can understand who the victims are. And again, that's all you have to do is open your eyes and look to Europe right now to understand what's actually happening. They're being plundered. Those countries are. Okay? Valley Fair is a park. It's in Shakopee, Minnesota. And they have a lot of Somalians that live in the Burnsville area. By the way, those malls, it's an upper echelon of people. A little bit upper middle class, pretty wealthy folks out there, really clean city. Well, that mall there, which is really cool, by the way, all the stores inside of it are shutting down. Why? Well, when you go in the bathroom in that mall, you'll understand why. Because you have the Muslims in there washing their feet, praying to Allah, taking their rugs and throwing them under the walls. Folks, just like they're in their homeland. Hey, I want to tell you something. If their God was God, then why didn't they stay where they came from? But when you look where they came from, you'll understand why they left. I mean, if that's how their God, which doesn't exist, friends, treats his people, I can see why they left. You'd think that they had a hair of a notion to seek out a better life. Well, that's why they came here. And here's some good news, too. A lot of these Muslims are actually getting converted to Christianity. So I praise God for that. That, and in the process of doing that, going back to my point, these malls are being shut down, friends, because people aren't going to have, you know, people would rather pack up and leave rather than stand up and fight. And I'm just here to tell you that's not what we're made out of here. That may be what you're made out of, and I'll tell you what, we can do without you. But what we need is people that understand where they came from and what they're called to do. And it's, here's a real quick pointer, friends. It's not about you. It's about the people. It's about our posterity. It's about the preservation of our constitutional republic, period. Okay? But going back, friends, to what took place over in Valley Fair, we have Somali teenagers and adults hard at work striking terror. You can find that in the Quran, chapter 8, verse 12, into the hearts of the infidels. That's you. See what they do again? They set themselves up to be the victims as they're asking for help. And then when they receive the help, they attack the very people that helped and aided them. That's what's happening. Why do you tolerate this, America? Why? Now, what is of note here is the CIA-controlled media in Minnesota, namely KSTP, WCCO, Fox News, reported not one word as to who the responsible party was. Not one word to the people. Hey, folks, they're aiding, they're abetting. Okay? This is criminal, is what it is. Furthermore, at Valley Fair, when these 100 Somali teens assaulted families, they broke through the line, by the way, the city and the citizens of Minnesota also felt that the police were involved in the cover-up. Yes, believe it or not. When asked why this was not made known to the people in Minnesota, first, them that were victims wanted to remain anonymous, okay? Second, they didn't want to offend the Somali communities. Yes, you heard me right. They didn't want to offend the Somali communities. Now, those Somalians that are here to assimilate, welcome. I get it. We're here for you. We're in this together. You should be as angry about these young people that did what they did at Valley Fair as we are, okay? If you're not going to stand with us, then you are against us, okay? And this is what we're seeing, friends. They didn't want to offend the Somali communities. Did you hear what I said? The police didn't want to offend the Somali communities. Now, how true is that? I didn't hear firsthand, but I did watch the report. I mean, folks, this is like the police officer that doesn't want to offend the criminals. This is ridiculous. So, what do we see? There was helicopters. There was over 100 police officers that showed up to this event. And not one word was given by the local media as to who the responsible party was. That's pretty crazy. When I had Ron Branster on the radio during the last segment, I asked him the question. I'm playing stupid with people, friends. I already know the answer, but I'm just bringing it about so I can answer people's objectives. I said, where's the FBI in all this? Well, it's interesting, friends, because just last September, September 20th, they were here in St. Cloud, Minnesota, the FBI was. The FBI in Minnesota was teaming up with Hamas Terror Tide Care and the ACLU. The tails of the foxes are tied to their own damnation. They had a hate crimes meeting here, and they said it was canceled for safety reasons. You want to know why they canceled the meeting, friends? Because people protested in numbers. People in the state of Minnesota are catching on. They want to belittle that. They want to omit your voice. They want to stifle your voice. They don't want people to believe that there's anybody in the state of Minnesota that's actually objecting to what's going on here. So that's how they use the media. They just come in and browbeat you into submission. Are you one of those? Because if you are, I say this, shame on you and shame upon you. And look at the legacy that you're going to leave to your children for doing absolutely nothing in the face of treason, friends, because that's exactly what this is. By the way, the FBI agent that was teaming up with the CARE organization was Michael Melker. He's a supervisor and special agent at the FBI. Once this went public, guess what, friends? He got out of Dodge real quick, didn't he? But there were other people that were involved with what's going on here, friends. And either we're going to stand up to this or we're going to succumb to it. As for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. We're standing up. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches
doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Ray Comfort from The Way of the Master and From Living Waters. I love Bradley. I love his passion for the lost, particularly for today's youth. His background in rock music gives him instant rapport with his generation. And so we need more Christians just like Bradley.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, talking about Karen, Minnesota here. Friends teaming up with the FBI. Talking about how Muslims are infiltrating the United States of America. Last week I talked about the 18 governors that, the time that the president was attacking Iran, blaming Barack Hussein Obama for treason, Article 3, Section 3, then laying sanctions on Iran the next day and excusing Barack Hussein Obama's treason. I mean, people still haven't figured out who Donald Trump is. Okay. Birds of a feather, they what? They flock together, right? Talking about Karen, Minnesota. Talking about what they're doing systematically attempting to break down the counties. And if you don't accept them, friends, then they send in the media to demonize you. And folks, they're attacking governments, local governments here, that are standing up against care. They're not the victims, friends. They're the ones attacking. Here, I'll give you a little more to add concerning the fuel to this fire. CARE, Minnesota Government Affairs Coordinator, listen to what he said. You know how I talk, friends, about how Hitler used the Muslims as mercenaries to help do the killing for him concerning his political opposition, both within and without? That's a fact. It's interesting how YouTube and Twitter keep pulling down the videos that people keep posting showing the actual footage of the Third Reich, the SS, and the Muslims working hand in glove. So if you want to understand what's going on here, that's all you have to do is follow the link between the Bushes and Adolf Hitler, because what you're seeing in America is systematically being played out methodically, line upon line, precept upon precept. You're being judged, America. But listen to this. CARE Minnesota Government Affairs Coordinator. This is what he said. See, folks, this is what you have to do if you want to win the game. of life. You have to take their game and shove it right back down their throat. This is what they said. This is what they said. This is what they're responsible for. Okay? This is what this government affairs coordinator from CARE Minnesota had to say. I wish Hitler was alive to blank up the Jewish people and add more to the 6 million that he killed. Did you hear what I said? And you know what Jaylani Hussein is doing? The director of CARE, he's trying to accuse Christians to be connected to the likes of the KKK. Guess who they're making reference to, friends? The Southern Poverty Law Center, the hate group itself. How they have a lawful standing, you might want to ask the local judge that one, friends, because they're subversive, just like the ACLU, just like CARE. And I want to say this to the ACLU and to other organizations that are subversive to American government. I don't care what you call yourself, the minute you depart in war against God and His children, you better understand that all political that is aimed at the church at length ends in self-destruction. Didn't it, Mr. Adolf Hitler? Didn't it, Mr. Joseph Stalin? Didn't it, George Bush Sr.? Didn't it? Yes, it did. I bet a lot of these guys that were doing playing the same games that you devils are, that are a part of these organizations, they thought they were getting one over on somebody too, friends. But I'm telling you, and I'm telling you, you devils, you better understand you're going to end up in the same spot if you don't repent. That is my job to tell you to repent. Period. Acts 20, verse 21. Matthew 3:2. I wish Hitler was alive to blank up the Jewish people and add more to the 6 million he killed. This is the director from CARE in Minnesota, friends. He said it April 17th in 2019. That was when it was reported. I'm not even going to try to say his name. Abu Osman. Friends, they play the victims. Did you hear about the little boy that was thrown off the third balcony here in the state of Minnesota, the Mall of America? That was a Muslim that said he was sick and tired of being rejected by women, so he wanted to find somebody to kill. Did the media say a word about that to you, America, as to who the responsible party was? Absolutely not. What about when they were having a festival? The Muslims were having a festival at the Mall of America, and they started to run through the halls chanting to their God. People began to shut their doors and close their stores. They thought that they were under attack. What about the recruiting of ISIS in the state of Minnesota, namely in South Minneapolis, and the FBI all the well knows it. Did you hear a word about that concerning the indictments and the charges of those that are guilty of the crimes? What about those that came over from Somalia and are child trafficking women and children? Did you hear about that? Did you hear about the pedophile rings? You might want to talk to Tommy Robinson about that in the UK, friends. And they try to sell themselves as the victims. As the victims. Wow, that's crazy. Lake Calhoun, 2 years ago, had a bunch of teenage Muslims. Guess what they were doing, friends? Somalians. That's what they were doing. They were terrorizing the neighborhoods. Right? Just seen some video. I'm sure you've seen it. Of a guy that was minding his own business in South Minneapolis right at the end of the fall of last year. What happened? A whole gang of Somalians surrounded him, beat him up, threw him on his back, and then one guy, if that's what you want to call him, one of these little devils, took his bike and jumped right on his stomach with it. Just unthinkable things. And yet they want to sell themselves as the victim to the United States of America and the people here. Is that what CARE is doing? No, he's attacking they're attacking anybody that doesn't succumb to him. Well, guess what? This guy ain't, in Jesus' name. This guy ain't in Jesus' name. You guys probably have already heard these statistics, but for those that haven't, listen carefully. These are the people that are trying to sell themselves as the victims. In Denmark, 450% more crimes committed by Muslims than non-Muslims. They're plundering countries, friends. In Germany, Muslim migrants committed 142,500 crimes in 6 months. This is 780 crimes committed by immigrants towards the German people every single day. The victims, huh? Okay. All right. You see why they attack my ministry, friends? They want you to think that what I'm telling you is not true. Oh, it's true. It's true. In Sweden, 480,000 sexual assaults in 1 year. 77% of all rapes by less than 2% Muslim. Less than 2% Muslim that are responsible for committing the crimes against their women. Where are the men of God? Where are the men in general to just roll over in the face of what they're doing to their women? Incredible. Really. You deserve the hell you're going to get. Fearful, capitulating, spineless cowards. I've never seen so much of it in all my life. Effeminate pansies is what men have become. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. That's not the spirit of Christ in any sense of the word. He spoke boldly as one having authority and not as the scribes. They call him the lion of the tribe of Judah. They call him the man of war. I call him the captain of my salvation. My goodness, how they've effeminized Jesus. And they act just like the God that they've created. And it's not the one in the Bible, let me tell you. England and Wales, over 56% of Syrian refugees committed severe crimes in less than 1 year. By the way, these countries, before they're plundered, they accept the homosexual lifestyle. They give a pass to the sodomites. This is how they systematically do it. Canada, the same thing. Look at this. Look at this friend that they have as the prime minister over there. He worships Allah. Folks, he's much of a sodomite as those that were in Sodom and Gomorrah. And by the way, don't think for one moment that this president and that prime minister are at odds with one another. They're not. They're setting the stage, friends. They're setting the stage, and you better wake up to it. Belgium, 35% of prison populations is Muslim, who make up only 6% of the population. Hey, folks, you know who they're accusing of crimes? All day long, Christians. No, they're accusing those that are outside of Christianity. They're accusing hypocrites. They're calling them the great Satan. They need to understand that's not Jesus. Jesus is here to save them as well, but they have to meet him on his terms. UK, Muslims fill 44% of high security prisons out of a 5% population. I'm going to bring it home now. 91.4% of Muslim refugees are on food stamps. You're paying for your own demise. Did you delegate that authority? Did you delegate that authority to those representatives of yours, friends, to go ahead and take your tax dollars and empower, aid, and abet the enemies within? I don't think you did. 68.3% in America of Muslims are on cash welfare. Muslim migration has doubled in the decades since September 11th, 2001. And 60% migrants to America, listen to me carefully, 60% coming into America today, they favor Sharia law. I don't care what they favor. We are the law under God. Amen? Read Deuteronomy 28:15-68, because that's where you're at, America. I challenge anybody at any time to call in and dispute the facts, because I'll give them the facts. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. We'll talk to you in 23. Got you for 2 hours tomorrow, 2 to 4 Central Standard. We'll be live. Talk to you then. See ya.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at PestWorld.org.